The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families.
The inspired words come to us through the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The title of the devotion is The Church Militant. The follower of Jesus is always at war. He remains in the church militant until he enters the church triumphant. There is no church pacifist. Those who do not fight are dead. Some folks question that by pointing to the words of Jesus, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also, Matthew 5:39. And yet, Jesus overturned tables and drove the money changers out of the temple twice, one time with a whip. A slap on the cheek is an insult, not a threat to life. Turning the other cheek can diffuse a situation. If an actual threat arises, the government does not hold the sword in vain, nor should an individual hesitate to keep the fifth commandment by defending himself or others. But the Christian's biggest threat does not come from a terrorist or robber, as dangerous as those might be. The most they can take is our earthly life. We will eventually give that up anyway. The deadliest threat comes from the enemies who would rob us of the peace with God. To such, we dare never turn the other cheek, never declare a truce. Their goal is to kill our faith and one day join with them in the forever dark pits of hell. Of such, we need to be afraid. Against such, we must fight. Yet before such, we are helpless. But the Lord our God is not. Using his power, we can be strong. Using his protection, we can resist them. We can defeat them. Be strong in the Lord, and in his mighty power is the command. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, is the song. The enemy uses deception. That makes him more deadly. In the Battle of the Bulge, some English-speaking German SS troops put on American uniforms and began directing traffic in the wrong direction. At times, they suddenly opened fire on unsuspecting troops. The GIs had to start testing others by asking questions to which only Americans would know the answers. Who won the last World Series? Another was, what is the capital of Illinois? When U.S. General Bradley answered Springfield, a young soldier detained him. The soldier thought the answer should be Chicago. He was quickly straightened out. Even so must we know well the facts of the kingdom of light, lest we be misled by the forces of darkness, lest we mislead ourselves. The Bible provides the details of how our salvation was won and how it must be kept. It gives the names of our leaders and lists the heroes of old. It identifies our commander. It relays his commands. It carries his encouragement. We are not alone in this fight, but we must be in this fight. The battle for our salvation has been won. The battle for our soul rages on. Why would we throw away the victory and join the defeated? We won't. We join with those who have sung the old hymn, "My soul, be on thy guard. 10,000 foes arise, and hosts of sin are pressing hard to draw thee from the skies. Watch and fight and pray, the battle ne'er give o'er. Renew it boldly every day, and help divine implore. Ne'er think the victory won, nor lay thine armor down. Thine arduous work will not be done till thou obtain the crown. Fight on, my soul, till death shall bring thee to thy God. He'll take thee at thy parting breath to his divine abode." Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.